Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello, everyone. It is Charlie.
And Dixie.
And welcome back to Two Chicks,
the podcast
with two
chicks.
Yeah. Can we talk Can we talk about Nett's texting? It's so cute.
So basically, our grandma just learned how to text on her computer because she doesn't...
She has a flip phone.
Yeah, she has a flip phone, but she just learned how to text on her computer. So she has been texting Charlie, me, and my mom a lot recently. And it is the cutest thing ever.
Like, I was on the phone with her for so long trying to get her to figure out, like, how she can see my text and then click on it to respond and how to send it and everything. And I'm so glad that she, like, finally can text now because I feel like it's so much easier to text her a bunch of things instead of, like, because we are fairly busy people. So it's, like, it's so nice to be able to just shoot her a quick text and be like, hey, I just wanted to let you know, like, this is going on. I miss you. And, like, if we don't have time to really get on the phone, you know? Because I sent her the pictures from Maddie and I shopping.
Speaking of shopping, I'm going to use this as a transition. This is not sponsored or anything, but I just, like, discovered what Amazon is.
What?
I know. I thought it was kind of like a janky website.
No.
No, it's like good.
Like 99% of my stuff is from there.
I didn't know that.
They sent me a present because I use Amazon so much.
I didn't know that. Okay, let me tell you what I got the other day. I got Ripstick.
No way.
I got colored contacts.
Oh my God.
I got a couch. I ordered so much because I didn't know, like, that was a thing.
How did you not, like, did you not see all of the Amazon packages come into the house?
No, and I get Amazon packages for, like Ziploc bags. I didn't know there was, well, every time I try to go on Amazon, it's so, like, janky. I don't know. Is that a word? Yeah. I've been watching iCarly.
I ordered, like, snacks from there.
Oh, yeah. I got Juicy Drop Pops. I got...
It's bad.
But it's just, like, they need to update their website because it looks like...
But they don't have to. That's the thing because people use it anyways. That's the funny part. You want to know why I started using Amazon?
Why?
Because turns out I was paying for an Amazon Prime account for, like, 3 years and I didn't know. So I was like, let me get back at them for charging me without even shopping. And then I was like, I'm going to buy a bunch of stuff, which is how that worked in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started buying a bunch of stuff and now... majority of the stuff that I get is from Amazon. Like, I've bought clothes from there. It's hardcore stuff.
Anyways, so, like, Amazon, interesting. It still kind of is, like, very overwhelming, and they should update their website.
That's where I bought my weighted hula hoop.
And oh, I bought one, too.
did you see the other thing that they have? They have one that, like, is on your waist. Like, it sits on your waist, and there's a little thing that goes around, and it counts how many times you do it.
No. What else?
I got jump ropes.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Continuing about shopping, but different shopping. You went shopping the other day with Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a lot of criticism to random things.
Wait, first, I didn't even see that. What? Oh. I thought I got good feedback.
I kind of told you a little bit already. First of all, we dress very bummy most of the time.
Yes.
And then you wear a dress, which is like odd for you. I was like, oh, okay.
I thought I looked so cute.
You looked amazing. And then people are like, why is she wearing that? Like, who are you trying to impress? And I'm like, what do you want?
I was trying to impress Maddie, and she was impressed. She told me I looked very pretty.
You did look very pretty.
I was trying something new. That's the thing is, like, people, like, you, I could go out wearing what I'm wearing, and people would be like, doesn't she know she's, like, out in public? Like, maybe she should step it up. And then I step it up, and they're like, you're so ugly. Like, literally go change. Go back to wearing what you were wearing before. So I'm like, there's no way to win.
No, it's... But I thought it was really cute, and...
They hate all my blue jeans and a white crop top, and then I switch, and they're like, no, go back.
But, like, that's your style. I can't see you in anything else besides, like...
Have you seen how well I've been doing lately? I really am getting into it.
No, but it's like... You're still keeping on brand.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Because it's not like you're going in, like, high fashion.
No, I like simple.
Yeah, and it looks really good on you.
I'm simple. I'm a simpleton.
Mm-hmm.
You actually do have good style. I actually do like your outfits a lot. I think you definitely know how to put together an outfit a lot better than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, it took me probably, like, 2 hours to put that dress and that corset together.
Yeah, I know how to dress. I just don't want to. Jackets freak me out. I hate tight clothes. I don't know.
This is what I would like to wear for the rest of my life.
A hoodie and sweatpants. We're honestly wearing the same thing. Both wearing sneakers, sweatpants, and a hoodie.
With my Dunkin' Donuts x Charlie laces. So, if you would like to get your own pair of Charlie x Dunkin' laces, you guys can get it right now.
I don't have any.
You're getting the P.O. box. P.R. box.
P.R.?
Wait till you see all the fun merch that's coming out with this. Wait, you guys will know. It's really cool. There's a onesie. There's these big scrunchies. There's phone cases, the puffer phone cases.
Wait, hold on. Speaking of merch-ish, you know the site Redbubble?
Yes.
Okay, we keep talking about things, but, like, none of this is sponsored. But Redbubble, I was searching, like, your name last night. And
for why, may I ask?
I bought so many things.
You're
joking. I got a bunch of stickers. I got a shirt, a Charlie fan shirt.
We should decorate our laptops and stickers of each other.
I know. I bought Noah ones and then ones for me too.
You know what I wanted to talk about?
What?
On Twitter, I saw something that freaked me out a bit.
What?
There are, like, a solid 5 Twitter threads dedicated to my feet.
Oh, I heard that about someone else, too.
Is that not, like, a little...
Yeah, it's just, like, one of those spam things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
When I saw that, I was a little like, Then there was also one for my stomach, which creeped me out a bit.
Like, again, good or bad?
No, it was super sweet, but I was like, They were all, like, super zoomed-in pictures. And
I heart
like,
Charlie's torso.
I have a nice torso. It's very elongated.
That was weird.
Whoa, that was really weird. Sister telepathy.
Wait, okay, wait. I had something else to talk about. Oh, I can't turn my DM notifications off on Instagram. And so when I'm in the studio, I like...
In the stew!
Ew. Stop. It's going off every 2 seconds. And I like try to mute them and I'm like... Hey, I'll come in later. But I can't because
I just eventually, like, they always ring at the worst times. I put them on pause for, like, an hour or so.
That doesn't work.
Yes, it does.
No, not for me. I cannot turn it off no matter what.
That's what my phone sounds like 24/7.
I kind of like it when I'm on Instagram and, like, late at night, I'll try to answer a bunch of people. But when I'm in the middle of something or when I'm driving and I forget to like turn my phone off, I freak out. And when there's too much going on, I freak out. So I get nervous. But I feel so bad because I feel like they're mad at me. They're like, why are you opening group chats? I'm like, I'm muting them. I'm sorry. I can't like do this right now.
No, it's so bad. I was in the middle of a like a very, very important meeting and I was with Greg and my phone started going off. I didn't even notice it. Like I was so tuned out of like what was going on. Mm-hmm. Greg's like, hey, can you like turn that off? We had to apologize to people. I didn't even notice it. I felt so bad. I was like,
you're so disrespectful.
No, I'm not though.
But then I feel bad because I want to answer all my DMs. But also if I keep all of them on, my DMs don't work.
So oh yeah, they break so fast.
So I'm like trying to find a balance of like.
I feel like we should find.
Should be like another app where you DM on.
Yeah, where we can talk to everyone. Because if I actually use my Instagram DMs, I can probably get into one group chat three times before my entire DMs break for a week. And then
it's so weird.
TikTok, they don't even like have it like that. I don't know. It's like all, it's all weird. Maybe I'll start using Twitter DMs. Does Triller have DMs? I feel like Triller could be able to figure it out.
I don't know.
I wanted to talk about Jim.
Who, my doggy?
Yeah. So Jim has this fun little new habit that I would like to talk about real quick. So when you're walking, sometimes Jim will sneak up behind you and bite your ankles.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is up with that?
Do you ever wear sweatpants around him? Mm-hmm. And he tries to bite the fabric of the sweatpants. He's so cute. No, oh, he does. Crazy. He gets so excited.
Yeah. I have so many pictures of Jim with like the other dogs and they cuddle. Rebel, Belle, and Cody, I feel like, still don't like Jim.
Callie
and Jim are friends.
Which is funny because they were not friends.
Were not friends at all. Callie hated Jim. I guess that makes me like, our dogs are so clicky.
Yeah, they're all like, kind of bullies.
Grow up. Be nice.
But everyone keeps asking me, like, if I'm just going to keep him or blah, 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 and I am not.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I want to so badly, but I just can't. Okay, do you like cilantro?
What's that?
It's, like, the green stuff.
No.
But, like, do you not like it for the taste or you don't like it because it's green?
That was a mean question.
No, this is, like,
I don't know. I just, I don't like it when there's, like, things topped on the food.
Because cilantro is the vegetable where, like, it's a genetic thing for some people where it tastes like soap.
Huh?
Yeah. Like, there's some people where cilantro just tastes like soap. And it's, I'm pretty sure it's genetic. Isn't that so weird? But I was just wondering if you didn't like it because it's, like, the idea of it or the taste?
The idea of it.
Huh?
Speaking of vegetables, would you like to hear what I did the other day?
Mm-mm.
So, you know how there's, like, heads of broccoli that are, like, this big?
Mm-hmm.
I ate two whole raw ones of those.
Why?
I don't know.
That sounds fun. Good for you.
Another thing. You know what my favorite snack is?
What?
Tortilla chips. I swear, I've been eating like a bag of tortilla chips every few days. Like a full big bag.
What are your favorite kind of chips? Like top three.
Number one is Takis. I love them so much. Fritos. Chili cheese Fritos.
Ew! Those are the...
Oh, my goodness.
Those smell so bad.
And then I only like Lay's chips when I'm in the mood. Doritos are a sometimes.
Okay, I said three. Okay, mine are... It's actually hard. Doritos Cool Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Not sponsored.
The Cheetos Puffs.
Oh.
And then, you know those little Tostitos, they're like a circle. Not the scoops, it's just like a little
tab. Rounds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are really good. I don't know why, but the flavor is just better on those.
They're just so saltitious.
Saltitious?
Yeah.
So, I've been busy for the past 2 weeks at writing camp. Basically, if you don't know what it is, it was just like a music camp where I worked with a bunch of producers and writers and wrote a bunch of songs. Like, a bunch. I'm pretty sure we had like 30 at the end of the camp. So I already started recording them. But it's really cool because they're all very personal to me and fun. And I was like a part of the whole process. And I was very happy about it. Do you have anything to say about it?
You must have had a lot of fun there because you were there throughout all hours of the night working very hard.
Yeah, I would get home at like 2:30.
Very proud of you.
Thanks, Char. I just didn't know writing would be so fun because I hated like actually writing. So writing songs was a lot of fun. And I'm super excited because...
Music.
Music, indeed.
Look at her. Little music queen.
You know, we're taking your part out of the song. Just like we're saying, if we release it, we're going to take it out of the like Spotify version. But if we do a music video, we'll keep it. She looks so mad at me.
My one thing that I get to do to begin my music career and you just take it from me?
Yeah.
Like, do you feel good knowing that I was so excited?
No, but it's weird, Charlie.
You're weird.
I'm not.
You know what? You don't have my permission to release that.
Well, you already recorded it, so we have to. Or we could do whatever we want.
Yeah, have fun. When I go to law school one day, I'm going to come back and sue you for using my voice without my, yeah.
No, but it was, like, my idea because I don't want the song, like, you know how the thing is that it's just, like, you don't have the look.
We look the same.
No.
Like, you don't have the same features.
The rock star superstar.
I am the most swaggiest
sarcasm. That was sarcasm.
Rock star swag look in the whole entire wide world.
This is all sarcasm, just letting you know.
Except for the hurt in my feelings. That's not.
Yeah. So, but we're going to probably do it in the music video. And everyone wants to hear it. Stop flipping me off.
I'm not.
Everyone wants to hear
Literally,
it.
No one has proof.
But, yeah.
No, you just guys don't get to hear it now.
So, Charlie, what is your goal for this week?
I would like to post one thing on every social media platform once a day this week.
Good for you.
That's a lot.
I was reading your comments.
Except for YouTube.
Yeah, obviously. But I was reading your TikTok comments. They're so bad. But it's like not even real comments. They're all
No, because the comment will be, you're never on my For You page. But you're still here somehow. So like you're wondering how people get here. It's the same way you do. I don't know
do. Not those comments. Because I get all of them. This is the first time she's on my For You page. I'm like, okay. But not those comments. The comments where it's like, come be a part of this group and the fire and sun. And I'm like, what is going on? Like all your comment section is emojis. And then I don't see any fan pages. It's just people commenting, not the Duncans or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even see those comments. Or why are there no viral comments?
My least favorite ones are the, she's never on my For You page. Like, I've never seen her on my For You page once. How did she get this, 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 and this? Because you're here. Like, you made it to my video. I don't know how you, like, How's that my fault?
They get, like, mad.
I'm sorry.
No, those are all my comments too. But
let me know if you had to search her up.
Sometimes I've saw a couple good ones, but most of yours are just like spam comments. Yeah. I feel like people just do that on yours because like they'll know people look at the comments.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, my goal for the week. My goal for the week is to eat 3 meals a day every day.
Ooh.
Starting tomorrow. But I'm so bad at that. I always like just snack all day. So I feel like eating 3 meals a day.
That's my problem. I just snack all day. Literally, I eat tortilla chips all day.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to follow me, follow Charlie. Cool, whatever. Keep listening to our podcast because...
Oh, wait.
We're slowly getting better at it, kind of.
To who? Avani book coming out. Charlie new cold foam drink. Dixie, listen to her music stream. Maddie, go look at her social media. She's pretty swag. Olivia Rodrigo's cool. Her birthday just passed. I think that that's pretty cool. Who else should we shout out?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Nat. Aunt Mimi. Congratulations, Aunt Mimi. We love you so much. We're so proud of you. You're so strong. You're the best. Hope to see you soon. Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone.